Should Wisconsin allow online voter registration? Our guest lawmaker this hour says yes, and we'll welcome your questions and views too. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, April 29th. State Representative Therese Brousseau introduced a bill last year to allow voters to register online, but the bill failed. We'll find out why and why there's renewed attention to the issue this year. And again, welcome your questions and views and any concerns you might have. Do you think that Wisconsin voters should be able to register online? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Therese Brousseau is a Democratic state representative from Madison. She introduced a bill last year to allow voters to register online. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So
thanks
why,
for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Why do you think Wisconsin needs online voter registration?
Well, this is something that's really happening all over the country. People are used to doing a lot of things online right now, everything from renewing their driver's license, which you can do in Wisconsin, to paying bills, doing their banking, etc. And Arizona, for instance, has had this now since 2002. So it's really something that when I first introduced it would have been, we would have been at the forefront. 5 years later, right now we'd be joining a growing 20 states now that do have online registration.
Oh, so you introduced this actually 5 years ago.
Yes, 5 years ago was my first attempt at this.
Yeah. So. Well, there was a hearing last week before the Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections that, at least according to the news report, some concerns were eased at that hearing. How can you guarantee that people registering online are in fact who they claim to be and are eligible to vote?
Well, that is going to be verified by having any registration go through the Department of Transportation, and all of the information that is recorded with DOT has to be verified, including the signature. We will be working on a transfer of the electronic signature. And in this way, if something doesn't match, then the registration is immediately stopped and the person has to register by the method that we have now, which is you can download a form and you can mail it in, or you show up at the polls and you register an election day. So there will be a lot of safeguards that will be built into the system. We haven't developed all of those yet, but we do have now the experience of 13 years of other states. Arizona, for instance, did come to the hearing and talk about their system. So now we can take a look at everybody's systems and the security features, and we can design it to safeguard against that possibility, which would be very, very slim.
Yeah. Some Republicans have said that they would be okay with online registration provided the state eliminate the same-day in-person voter registration. What do you think of that?
Well, it disturbs me. I think it's a trade that does not need to be made, and that's exactly what I'm anticipating it would be, that for support of online, they would get rid of same-day registration, which is very popular in my district and in many places in Wisconsin, and it's especially good for people who move here and don't necessarily know it or have it first on their mind to perhaps take care of their voting registration. So I think that would be a shame to make that. I'm going to call it a trade because I'm guessing that in the world of the legislature, that might be the bottom line to get online voting through or online registration. Excuse me. I think that's a shame. I don't understand why you take away something that offers voters convenience to give them another, you know, convenience that everybody, like I said, across the nation is doing right now.
Andy on Facebook says, Should they, meaning should Wisconsin allow online registration, voter registration? He writes, of course, anything to open up the electoral process and make it more accessible. Will Wisconsin do this? Of course not, considering the voter suppression movement that's currently in charge. What's your response to that?
Well, I think we're going to do it. I think we're going to do it later rather than sooner, perhaps. I am hoping, and I will work very hard to see that it happen this next session starting in January. I'm hoping that we don't get hung up on things such as ending same-day registration in exchange for this. I say in exchange because the bill, as it stands right now, has Democratic authors and not Republican. However, I do understand, I see that there is a shift, that the Republicans are understanding that this is the future. This is a wave that we're seeing across the country. So I'm hoping not. We did see a lot of disturbing things this last session. It's going to happen. What we give up might be the issue.
We are talking with State Representative Therese Brousseau about her bill that would allow online voter registration. And we'll welcome your questions and views on this in just a moment. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with John Munson, and this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. Your gift right now is so important. It keeps programs like the Joy Cardine Show going strong. So invest in your future listening with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, last hour, Joy, we heard from 16 new and returning members. Thank you so much for those pledges.
Right now, we have a really special incentive. A dollar-for-dollar match is going on, up
Yay!
To $4,200.
Wow.
I love these. This generous match is from current members, the Terry and Vern Holubeck Family Foundation. It means that they will match every dollar you give. So it's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, get your pledge doubled right now. Let's see. This would be Pledge One, Get One. So
yeah.
Pogo.
Yeah, I love it.
It's a great opportunity at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Boy, and hopefully that will help us reach our goal of 40 pledges during this hour. Your pledge will essentially be doubled right now, up to $4,200, thanks to this dollar-for-dollar match. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, you know, this program, you get to hear policymakers and politicos answer questions on a wide variety of state, national, international topics. And then every Friday, we take a look back on the news of the week during the Week in Review.
On Mondays, it's the State Capitol Report, where we frequently talk with our state government reporter, Sean Johnson, and we cover legislative sessions and state elections and state budget issues. And every Tuesday, coming up after 8 o'clock this morning, we talk Money Matters with Kevin McKinley.
Well, that's a lot of ground to cover every week, and you're part of that as a listener, a caller, and a contributor. Support this valuable source of information and access to great guests with your pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving to Wisconsin Public Radio really is easy. All we need is your name, contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay for it. You can make a one-time gift, or better yet, consider starting automatic, sustaining donations directly from your bank account. You decide how much to give and then do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio wakes me up every morning. Mostly I just enjoy the morning programming and the afternoon programming. I became a sustaining member because I felt so guilty with all the pledge drives, because they're so logical and they're so persistent. It's crucial that we have people support it so we don't lose it. I'm Sarah from Wausau. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you, Sarah, and keep dreaming. I'm Joy Cardine with John Munson, and this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. Your gift right now is so important, and your gift right now will be matched, John, with this special dollar-for-dollar match that's going on.
You bet. That's huge. $4,200 on the table. We've raised $440 so far this hour, so that really means we've raised $880. You can make your matching donation next at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
On Wisconsin Public Radio, you get programs that inform you and inspire you. Programs that entertain and engage you anytime you want them.
And what makes it all possible? Well, I'm so happy you asked me that question. You do. The people who contribute make it happen.
At Wisconsin Public Radio, membership matters. Becoming a member with your pledge of $5 a month or whatever amount is right for you is important at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A large slice of WPR's budget pie. In fact, the biggest slice is listener support. So while all of our funding sources, state and federal government, businesses, are important, your contribution makes a huge difference. WPR is an amazing service, and it's the service that it is thanks to listener support. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember that we have this dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from the Terry and Vern Hallubeck Family Foundation and current members. Your gift of $50 will turn into $100. Your $100 contribution will be doubled, $200, and so on. So take advantage of this match and double your support for WPR programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yes, so carpe the diem. Seize the day right now. Pledge while you're thinking about it. It just takes a few minutes to contribute.
And you really will have a great feeling once you do that, a good feeling of supporting the programs that you love and helping provide them to the rest of the community, to the rest of the state. Don't put it off. Contribute right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Remember, we have that dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now, so your pledge is doubled. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR goes twice as far.
Hey, you can make your $150 pledge, the $12.50 a month pledge that entitles you to the limited edition mug, this year's artist mug, which is only available with a pledge, and that will be doubled. You'll be making a $300 pledge.
It's like having your coffee and drinking it, too.
There we go. At least that's the way it works for me. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're not already a sustainer, why not become one right now? It's easy to set up convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Thank you very much, John. And you can continue to pledge and have your pledge doubled with that dollar-for-dollar match in effect at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are going to continue now our conversation with Therese Brousseau, a Democratic state representative from Madison, who is the author of a bill that would allow voters in Wisconsin to register online. And we're welcoming your thoughts and questions about this. Should Wisconsin allow online voter registration? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk at WPR.org. Let's go to our full lines and take our first caller, Emily in Marquette County. Hello, Emily. What do you think?
I'm fine with the idea of online registration. I believe that it can be done safely and people can be verified. My concerns are that it really supports people who have internet access. And so people like myself who live in rural areas that have very poor internet access, or people who are poor who can't afford computers, are going to be left out if this is a trade-off between same-day registration and online registration. I basically see it as as accomplishing many of the same goals that were put through by this idea of voter ID, if they say you have to have online registration and no same day, it means that the elderly, the poor, the people who live in rural areas without internet access won't be able to easily register at the polls, and I find that very disturbing.
Yeah, you share those concerns, Representative Brousseau?
I do. I agree with everything she says, and it's really a trade-off that I'm not going to make. Although I would say that I am guessing one way or another that we are going to have the issue of same-day registration before us. And I am afraid that the prospects of seeing that change might be good. But I totally agree. And the other issue is that under this administration, there have been a lot of closings of DMV centers as well. So that's an issue. Hopefully, public libraries are going to have computers, and that will be a help. But yes, there are some issues. This will not help every situation, and it's the reason why same-day registration is still very, very important if we don't want to disenfranchise people.
Well, here's an opponent, Matthew on Facebook, who says, just more ways for Democrats to cheat. Briefly, Representative Brousseau, what safeguards are in place to eliminate cheating, potential cheating, with online registration, and for that matter, same day, in-person voter registration?
Well, one of the security issues might be, or security measures might be, using the last four digits of a Social Security number, for instance. But I really take objection to the caller saying ways for Democrats to cheat. And I'm sorry that he has that perspective that people cheat. I think people find the vote to be a very important part of living in a democracy, and I don't know why he thinks it's Democrats versus Republicans or anybody. There is no evidence whatsoever in the state of Wisconsin that we have a massive cheating or fraud program. We have found, I think it's less than 1% over the last couple years of people who may not have cheated the system. Specifically, it's people who sometimes did not realize that they had sent in an absentee maybe and voted, but it's such a small percentage, and it's usually mistakes. And I feel bad that he has this attitude, and I'm sorry he thinks it's one party versus another, but that just isn't supported by the facts.
Yeah. Ruth in Madison is with us now. Hi, Ruth.
Hi. So I can go to a pimple-faced kid at Walmart and buy a gun and register my gun there, and it doesn't even have to be the county that I live in. Or I can go to the hardware store and buy a hunting or fishing license. Then again, these are permits issued by the state of Wisconsin that could have life and death consequences. And you can't go back and undo something if, like, I'm wrongfully issued a gun and then gun permit, and then go out and do something wrong with it. You can't. There's no do-overs, but with an election, if there were to be fraud discovered, you can deal with it.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, all these people who might have to, for example, move their mother here, or their uncle Mitt might have to come, and even though he owns 13 houses around the country, if he actually lives in his son's basement while he wants to vote, how is he supposed to register? If you can't do same-day registration.
Yeah. Well, we have just a minute before a news break. A quick reaction, Representative Brousseau.
Well, I agree. There's ending same-day registration would be shameful, I think, because it would disenfranchise people.
We will continue talking about a proposal to allow online voter registration in Wisconsin. And the possible trade-off of losing same-day voter registration, in-person voter registration in Wisconsin. Well, our guest does not want to lose same-day voter registration in Wisconsin, but she is the author of a bill that would allow voters to register online. And we'll continue talking about it after we check the latest news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We will get back to more of your questions and views about online voter registration in Wisconsin and whether or not we should have that in just a few minutes. But first, this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. I'm Joy Cardine with John Munson, telling you that your gift makes a huge difference. It makes WPR possible. So step up and be counted as a supporter with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, Joy, it's a pledge one, get one. It's a pogo hour here at Wisconsin Public Radio. We have a dollar for dollar match in effect right now, up to $4,200 from current members in the Terry and Vern Holubek Family Foundation. Your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 turns into $200. Well, don't make me do any more math. Take advantage of this match and double your support for WPR programs when you give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You hear great guests all day long on the Ideas Network every single day. This is a unique radio service in the nation. Really, no one else does this. Let me assure you that
they all think we're crazy.
You know, but your support makes it possible. Pledge now for the station that you rely on and enjoy. Pledge now because you appreciate being given this this opportunity to talk with your lawmakers or to talk with guest authors or to talk with other experts who have advice and information to share. Your pledge makes it possible at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Okay, so you've made the decision to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, now you might be looking for the best way to fit it into your budget. Well, how about becoming a sustainer? That'd be a great idea. You decide on a monthly amount to be charged to your bank account or credit card, and you set it up to be ongoing.
Being a sustainer is a powerful way of donating because it provides reliable funding for Wisconsin Public Radio, and it's also convenient and affordable for you. So choose that monthly amount. Maybe it's $10 a month or $20 a month, and become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR is a powerful resource, and here's the important thing. We've all created it together. The programs on this station have an impact all over the state and far beyond. When you make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you're really participating in something amazing. So give now and be part of what makes WPR great.
We don't charge you up front. You pay exactly what it's worth.
Oh, man, it's pledge drive again. I should change the station. They're not really talking to me. Someone else will pledge.
Don't change the station. Sarah, we are talking to you.
What?
Do you listen to WPR every day?
Yeah, every time I get into the car and every night when I cook dinner.
Do you rely on the news, information, entertainment that you get from WPR?
Of course I do. But you guys have people with more money who can make a big difference with their donation.
Actually, Sarah, you make a difference. Don't count yourself out. It's pledges from everyday listeners like you added together that make up the single biggest part of our budget.
Are you sure?
We are absolutely sure.
We're talking to you.
We really are talking to you. Don't make us come through the radio. Pledge now. Here's someone to tell you how.
We are watching you. I'm Joy Cardine with John Munson, asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio during our spring membership drive. And you can make that pledge, which does, really does, make a difference. Any amount is appreciated and needed at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Remember, we have that dollar-for-dollar match up to $4,200 in effect right now. We're just about halfway to meeting it. It's a great time to pledge because for every dollar you give, current members of Wisconsin Public Radio, and the Terry and Vern Hollebeck Family Foundation will donate an additional dollar. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your pledge right now by giving at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Thank you to Chris and Lynn from Madison, who say, "We have been meaning to donate for some time, but are usually too preoccupied when the thought crosses our minds. We happened to be listening this morning before leaving for work and made a point of donating before leaving the house for the day." Thank you so much, Chris and Lynn. That's the way we like it. And I bet you will feel good all day long because you made that pledge and helped make this service possible. And you probably got in on that dollar-for-dollar match. Your pledge was doubled as we have this this challenge going on right now. $4,200 from current members to encourage you to also become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Double your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, I like what Ann from Duluth says. She says, "Listening to WPR is a privilege."
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ann, so much. And remember, you know, you can get this year's artist mug with your pledge of $150 or more, which becomes $300 right now. I mean, wow. That's $12.50 a month for you, but it's more, it's like $25 a month for us because your pledge is doubled. This limited edition mug is only available with your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
All right. Thank you very much, John. We will talk to you at the end of the hour. I'm Joy Kerr-Dean. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Back now to our conversation about online voter registration with Therese Brousseau, a Democratic state representative from Madison who has authored many bills in the past to allow voters to register online. And we welcome your input, your questions for her, your views on this, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Well, as we regroup here, Representative Brousseau, let's kind of recap. What are the benefits to online voter registration? Why would we want to allow this?
Well, first, obviously, is that it does offer convenience to the voter who is used to doing a lot of other things these days online. But there's a very important difference to local governments, and that is a cost savings. That in Arizona, they have basically reduced their costs to less than a dollar per registration from, I think it was about, I'm afraid I'm not finding that now. It might have been about $3. But it saves on having to manually do everything. So it cuts down on the hours for local governments. It cuts down on the number of personnel needed to manually basically process registrations. But the other one that is very important and might be important to your listener who's concerned about fraud, that it reduces errors because you are entering your own information. Not that you can't make a mistake, but the system's going to stop you if you do. Whereas somebody else who's trying to transcribe your information, taking, you know, reading your handwriting, if it was my handwriting, they'd be sunk. But interpreting the handwriting and the data entry mistakes, those would be eliminated because you would be putting in your own information and it's cross-checked and the system stops you if the information is not correct.
And if you move and need to change your address, you can do this online as well.
And you can do that right now with the Department of Motor Vehicles. You can go online and change your address. So you would have to do that first. The system that we anticipate designing would say the address doesn't match. You have to go back and check and basically change your information first related to your driver's license at DMV and then come back to the system and complete the registration.
Yeah, I see on a news report here about the hearing last week that says somebody, an elections officer in Arizona, testified that It costs his county just 3 cents to register voters online, as opposed to 83 cents per voter on paper.
Yeah. I haven't had my coffee yet. Thank you very much, Joy.
No. I bet. Why was this hearing held last week, and what happened there?
Well, I do have the support of the chair of the Campaign and Elections Committee, Representative Kathy Bernier, who is a Republican, and she felt that she really wanted to bring in some national experts who could speak to her Republican colleagues who need to be brought more up to speed, perhaps, on what's happening and the analysis of what's happening. And I was very pleased that a gentleman from the National Republican Attorneys Association was there to say, do this sooner rather than later. This is good. The Arizona, a very Republican state, the federal compliance officer from Maricopa County, which is represents most of the population in the state of Arizona, said, do this. And there have been studies. Now, we can take a look at those studies. There have been studies that should allay the fears of people who are worried about partisanship and whether one party versus another uses electronic registration. The studies have shown that the statistics remain very similar to either in-person or on-paper registration prior to online voting, that they're seeing the same numbers. There isn't a shift. There aren't more Democrats in Republican territory or Republicans in Democratic territory. So it really was an excellent presentation that I would hope allayed the fears of people who are concerned about the online registration.
Let's go to Tom in Middleton next. Hello, Tom.
Good morning. I am a special registration deputy, an SRD, and also have served as chief inspector for a poll here in Middleton. And I'm very supportive of Ms. Berceau's initiative to get online registration. I think any way we can facilitate the voting process is just very positive. And another thing to add is that when young people turn 18 right before an election, the idea of having an opportunity to vote and to register on the day is just an exciting thing for an inspector to watch. Yeah.
Reaction, Representative Berceau?
Well, I agree. I wish so much we get away from the idea of thinking that we have to restrict or make it difficult for people to vote. Let's get back to the principles of our democracy that voting it's an honor. It keeps our democracy working. We should make it easy for people to vote. We want the people to be heard. So I really feel disappointed when I hear people who don't support it because they're worried about something that might happen. We're perfectly capable, with 12 years of other states doing this, of having protections in the system. And I think what we want to do is we want to encourage people to vote. It's so disappointing when we have low turnout elections and realize that only a small group of people care. And in particular with young people, we want them to get in the habit of voting. We want them to understand how important it is to our democracy. And I really liked his suggestion that, geez, on your 18th birthday, part of it being a really big deal that you've turned 18 is you get to register to vote. So it's inspiring to me be able to vote, to get people out to vote, and I really want us to look at this very positively as something that's good for our democracy.
Yeah. Bill on Facebook says, this is a move the legislature could take to actually help the people of the state. In the more distant future, with improved technology and security, it's not too hard to imagine a future where we could even vote online. Do you see that day coming?
I think that's inevitable. I think that's inevitable that will happen. I think it will be a while, but another security feature that we hope to develop someday is that eventually when our systems throughout state government are all connected, and someday that should happen, I hope, it won't be just checking with DMV. If somebody is in the system as receiving some benefits or having interacted with another agency, that sort of thing will pop up to as verification. But yes, this is going to happen. Registration is going to happen. Eventually, I believe voting will happen also online.
Thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome, Clay.
Therese Brousseau, Democratic State Representative from Madison, who is the author of a bill to allow voters to register online in Wisconsin. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, and John Munson returns because this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. And, John, we are very close to meeting that $4,200 special challenge.
Absolutely. We do have that dollar-for-dollar match up to $4,200. And so far, we're just under $3,300 for the hour, and so still about $1,000 left to double as you make your pledge. It's a great time to pledge. Every dollar you give right now, the Terry and Vern Holubek Family Foundation, along with current members, will donate an additional dollar. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your pledge. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Well, I hope that you did enjoy our conversation about online voter registration in Wisconsin and the effort to allow that. And I hope that you enjoy all of our conversations when we bring on state lawmakers who are talking about public policy changes that will affect our quality of life in Wisconsin. Gives you an opportunity to talk directly to policymakers. So if you enjoyed this program, make it possible and many more hours possible with a gift of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Connection. You know, I really like that word. You connect with Wisconsin Public Radio for information, engaging content, entertainment. Your gift supports that connection for you and others all across the state.
Leadership gifts of $100 a month or more are important to our continued success. If you would like to make a leadership gift, go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Your gift of any amount is greatly appreciated.
Wisconsin Public Radio is a critical resource for the state, and the only way that it's going to be maintained in the long term is to have people who support it. I think it's great to be able to hear what is happening in various parts of the world. I think it's critical to have that resource available, whether we use it every day or not. I like being part of the system that is supporting WPR. Being a supporter of WPR is important for everyone so that they can make use of the resource that is available in our state. I'm Doug Nelson from Pewaukee, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Make this resource possible by making your pledge to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with John Munson asking for your gift of any amount to Wisconsin Public Radio.
And, it just takes a couple of minutes of your time. All we need is your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay. Hey, here's an idea. You can give in one lump sum, or better yet, become a monthly sustainer. And no matter how you choose to give or how much you give, just please use the next few minutes to support the station you count on. That would be the one you're listening to right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Maybe you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio because you appreciate civil discourse. You value respect, even when people disagree.
You like news, talk, entertainment that appeal to your better nature. You get that all the time here at Wisconsin Public Radio. So support what you value. Donate now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
John, I can't believe it. We have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from current members and the Terry and Vern Hollubeck. It's Hollubeck Family Foundation. And we still have $1,000 in that dollar-for-dollar match available to double your gift. Your gift of $50 will turn into $100. Take advantage of this match and double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, it's kind of a head-scratcher, Joy. Well, you know, you might spend a few dollars a month on a TV streaming or movie subscription, well, why not think about WPR in that same way? You tune in every day for information and entertainment.
If you've never given before, why don't you consider a gift of $5 a month? That's comparable to Netflix, maybe even better. It's easy to set up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Okay, so maybe you've already made a donation this year or you're a sustaining member. Thank you so much. Feel free to wear a smug expression as you go to work today. We'll gladly accept, though, your extra gift at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552. You'll help make this drive a success and you'll support the programs you enjoy every day.
Just 1 minute to go, at least for us to ask you for your support during this hour. We'll continue to take your calls through the news. Help us reach our goal of 40 pledges this hour, and we still have the dollar for dollar match in effect. So you can give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
We need about 500 more dollars to capture all 4,200 of those dollars our generous donors have given us to match your pledges this hour. And but wait, there's more. Make sure you ask for the artist mug with your pledge of $150 or more. That's just $12.50 a month. However you do it, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Stephen from Sun Prairie says, I'm a relatively new listener who's moving to Austin, Texas later this year. With the WPR iPhone app, I look forward to listening down south. Well, thanks. Stephen from Sun Prairie is a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, and he's moving. So you can be, too, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with John Munson. This is the Ideas Network.